This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
A Hopkinsville milling operation is providing flour to make a wide variety of products that consumers enjoy frequently. Seymour Milling, Hopkinsville manager Mary Gleason, says they opened the Hopkinsville location after Treehouse Foods moved from Louisville to Princeton.
Formed a deal with them, a service agreement that if we built a mill close to them, that they would buy flour from us. So, and they're still our largest customer. So they're kind of the reason why we're here.
Gleason says Krusty soon built their Hopkinsville facility next door to Seymour Milling and received flour from the mill through a pipe system.
We were the first plant that was in the actual industrial park there at Commerce Park. So they were up there looking and they said, well, where would be a good place that you guys can kind of strategically get flour to us? And they just kind of pointed next door and they said, why don't you build right there?
She says a Hopkinsville location mills a large amount of flour.
We are milling over 2 million pounds of flour a day at this Hopkinsville location. So I did look that up. Serving size basis, that's 29 million servings of flour per day. So I thought that's pretty impressive.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
The North American Championship Rodeo returns to Freedom Hall November 10th through the 12th. Come out for all the action, including bull riding, barrel racing, and steer wrestling. Friday's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night benefits the Horses and Hope program. Tickets start at $10 at Ticketmaster.com. The rodeo is just a part of the fun at the North American International Livestock Exposition. Learn about the country store and the livestock competition at LivestockExpo.org.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
In addition to Krusty's products, Mary Gleason says Kentucky Flour also goes to a Tennessee company.
Kellogg's is another cracker manufacturer, so they're out of Jackson, Tennessee. So it's where their Pringle plant is, and they added cracker lines a few years back.
She adds, if you enjoy a popular fast food breakfast sandwich, Kentucky Wheat's part of it.
Conagra Foods in Louisville, Kentucky. They make all of the McDonald's biscuits east of the Mississippi. So if you have a McDonald's biscuit east of the Mississippi, it is wheat that's grown here locally, flour milled here.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.